Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings just grant her a lot of clarity and understanding about this country. Ask all these prayers you probably send in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment and how dangerous it can get and need to walk more perfectly in the Holy Spirit and understanding that once you do, you're going to be persecuted. You can understand persecution a lot better when you understand Bible prophecy because they connect and they'll play out in your life, okay? And talking about the book, talking about the Nebuchadnezzar statue, okay? In the book of Daniel, okay, and how it's shown also too is the four different beasts and getting specifically into the bronze section, which is the third beast, okay, and talking about the fourth head of the third beast, okay, and that it's the United States. Now, a lot of people think that the United States is a Christian country because there's the way that the Constitution is worded and things like that, and that there were so many Christians, you know, in history, okay, in the United States. But it really is a thing of the wheat and the tares. There were a lot of good Christians, okay, that came here at first, even fleeing persecution, okay, and then even still now, of course, okay. But what you want to focus in on is the country itself, okay? Scripture says that you know a tree by its fruit, okay? And just taking a look at the American Revolution, okay, from a biblical standpoint, because you remember, you can never go off of what people just say, okay? They can say that they're a Christian all day long, but you have to judge the fruit, okay? Because this is going to become quite common, okay, where people are going to say that they're Christians and they're not, or they believe in Jesus and they don't, okay? They don't have any fruit, okay? This is Romans chapter 13. It says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that are ordained are of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same, for he is a minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is a minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this sake... Sorry, for this... cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Okay, so the whole thing of no taxation without representation is absolutely not of the spirit. It was not biblical. It's not Christian at all. You're supposed to pay taxes, you know, because the government, okay, and especially a king, which it talks about more specifically in the book of Peter, but they establish government, which is good, and law and order, okay, which is really good because it keeps a country in order. If you don't have that law, you have to pay taxes. If you pay taxes, then you'll have things like in modern days, police officers and things like that. But then back then they would have been called something different, but just people that keep law and order in the country. It's got nothing to do with representation. Okay. And, being heard in your government, it has to do with people, being, established by God. Okay. As, you know, to protect to keep the country in order, okay, and to protect law and order, so things are not full of chaos, okay. And we'll talk more about the how it gets into this also too in the book of Peter about actual kings, okay. I'll go and leave it there for today. Father, I just asked for any sister starting her day that she just understand she needs to read her Bible from cover to cover and not take things just as she hears them, and that she also asks continually to be filled with your Holy Spirit. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen.